Okay, everybody. Hope everybody is doing well. Chodesh Tov. So last we were speaking about in our second Hakdama share to the Az Yashir, the idea of Kriyasa Zohi Halila, and maybe that's the idea of reading from the Torah the seventh day of Pesach, the Shiras Hayam. It does have properties, of a Shira. Maybe it's like the paradigm for the Gemara Pesachim that we were talking about of Kof Yud Zayin, of Tiknu Nevi'im Shebehen, Al Kol Tzara Shelo Sabal Al Tzibur, Omrim Halel. So what could be a greater Yeshua than, Kriyas Yamsuf? And as the Torah says, Az Yashir Moshe Bnei Yisrael, that's exactly what Halel is. It's a form of Shira. And we tried to support idea based on the Gemara and Erechin. Yeah, it's true that there is no halal that you would be chayev to recite on the seventh day of Pesach in terms of kedushas hayom because it's ein chalukin mekarben oseihem. We pointed that out. Neither based on the Gemara in Pesachim in Tzadi Vav, where it says there are certain mitzvos like shchitas karben Pesach and netilas lulav that are also mechayev a halal. It's not mitzad that, but it really is mitzad the Yeshua of Klal Yisrael, and that we suggested that could be really the pshat in reading it. As the Kriyas HaTorah, just like we paskin, or the Rambam paskins, that reading the Megillah is a form of Halal, it's a unique and modified form of Halal that's appropriate for Purim, so what could be better, even better than the Halal HaMitzri, as we call it from Tehillim, what could be better than actually saying the Az Yashir for the seventh day of Pesach? Because the whole point is that Chanukah fails a test, strike one, strike two, strike three, right? Lo Ikdish Basiyas Malacha, it's not called a Moed, and of course there's no special korban, and yet you recite a miracle because the halal because there's a nace. So what could be again a greater nace than kriyas yamsev? So just to support that, you have it in the second source here. I really should have quoted it last year. The gemara in sota daf lamed amid beis darish rabbi kiva matam b'domar lemor right in the pasuk of az yashir melamed shayu yisrael onen achar moshe al kol davar v'davar kikorin as a halal as if they were reading the halal. So again. There you have it, black on white, as clear as could possibly be, that it was as if the entire Jewish people were reciting the Halal together. The Torah Tzmima points out that the use of the term Lemor here can't be that, like normally, Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Lemor, Taber al B'nei Yisrael v'yamar t'lehem, there's no Tzivoy, Az Yashir Moshe B'nei Yisrael Sashira Hazos Lemor, must mean that they were actually repeating it one after the other. So the Gemara in Sota Daf Lamed Amud Beis says Kikorin Es HaHalal, so that's a very explicit indication that Chazal also understood this to be an expression of the Halal. Okay, so that was just a little bit to add on to our presentation from earlier in the week. So to begin with the first Pasuk, Az Yashir Moshe Bnei Yisrael Sashira Azos Ladunai Vayomru Leimor Ashira Ladunai Ki Gao Ga Sus V'Rachbo Rama Vayam. So the Rishalmi Masach Tashkalim that you have here in the third source is quite critical. Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi b'shem Rabbi, Hey Nikra v'lo Nivas. Could we read this pasuk and not be very disturbed, even distressed? Lira'a k'siv, when it comes to the Cheda Meraglim v'atisa kol eda v'yitnu es kolam v'yivku, that they all cried together. Ulatova k'siv, but when it comes to, Tova reacting for the positive, Az Yashir Moshe, first Moshe, and then only the Jewish people after him, Uvenei Yisrael. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, in the name of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, was very distressed by this. Why did it take Moshe to lead the Jewish people in song? Shouldn't the Jewish people have burst out? And we see that the Jewish people are perfectly capable of bursting out, because on Tisha B'Av, just a little while later, a year later, the Jewish people, when given the opportunity to react en masse, without missing a beat, Vatisa kol hayda vayitnu es kolam vayivku, they had this instinctive, immediate, and collective reaction, the ra'a, without waiting for Moshe to lead them. And of course, Moshe was telling them not to have the reaction, just the opposite. But the point is, very clear that this was, their spontaneous reaction. So why does it take Moshe Rabbeinu to lead them here? So I'd like to try to defend the Jewish people, to be Mulamid Zchos here on Klal Yisrael, actually based on a Gemara from a completely different source, not even from the Yerushalmi, from the Bavli, but it's seemingly completely unrelated. It's at the Aleph Amid Beis. Amra Meir Az Yashir Moshe Shar Lo Ne'emar Ela Yashir. Right, that they will sing in the future. Mikan L'Tchias HaMeisim Min HaTorah. that this is an indication that there will be Tchiyas HaMesim already in the Torah. Obviously, Tchiyas HaMesim is one of the Rambam's Yud Gimel Ikari Amunah. It's the hardest one to understand. The Rambam admits that. We don't know exactly when it will be. We don't know exactly when it will come, because after all, once a person is in the Olam HaEmes, so to speak, that's the ultimate good as the Rambam defines it. So how could there be anything else that a person would even be interested in having? Why would a person even theoretically be interested in coming back to this world? So the remez here is, as Yashir, in the future, Moshe of Bnei Yisrael, right, Moshe is going to come back, the Jewish people of that generation are going to come back, Mikan remez l'tchiyas hameisim min haTorah. But I think this Gemara could have a second level of interpretation as well. Maybe the Gemara wasn't just being medayik in terms of the grammar, in terms of saying shar versus yashir. That was perhaps the immediate reason to have such a drasha. But there was something actually going on that was a little bit deeper in the Gemara as well. Mikan l'tchiyas hameisim min haTorah. In many respects, the Jewish people were kemeisim in the land of Egypt, right? We had no freedom. We had no ability to control our own lives. And as we know, it was very difficult to get the Jewish people out of Egypt. And even after they were out of Egypt, many times the Jewish people were saying that they wanted to go back to Egypt. And they would, you know, engage in this kind of historical revisionism. Oh, we had it so good in Egypt. Zacharnu es hadaga, asher nochal b'mitzrayim chinam. We remember, you know, how wonderful our conditions, quote-unquote, really were in Egypt. Obviously, their conditions weren't that way in Egypt. They weren't so good. But the Jewish people were spiritually, mikotze ruach, me'avodah kasha, they were spiritually degraded, and they were spiritually devastated by Shibud Mitzrayim, and they had very little chiyas to them. Kotze ruach, the Mepharshim explained, it was like people who have, you know, this expression has new meaning right now, shortness of breath. People who literally have a hard time actually catching their breath and being able to breathe because they're so overwhelmed by their situation. Mikan l'tzchias hameisim in the Torah, the Jewish people literally find not only their breath, but, right, we know that singing requires a great lung capacity. Mikan l'tzchias hameisim in the Torah, it's not just the diak of Shar versus Yashir, but in even in that generation, it was like they went from death to life. In fact, the Gemara, highlights this in a very particular way when it talks about, and we're going to get this a little bit later, that the, you know, the children that the Egyptians were busy trying to kill, Kol HaBen HaYilod HaYor HaTashlichu, that they were the first ones really to sing out when it came to Shiras Hayam. So I'd like to defend the Jewish people, against the very critical approach which is taken in the Yerushalmi, where the Yerushalmi says about the Jewish people that it should not have taken Moshe Rabbeinu. So again, instead of being very critical of the Jewish people, as Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi is, you know, why were they unable to sing? Is that, you know, this was a process of being resuscitated for them, and Moshe was the one who was leading that process of resuscitation and revitalization of the Jewish people. And so Mikan l'tchiyas hameisim min haTorah could be the explanation for, you know, L'tova k'siv az yashir Moshe v'nei Yisrael, that they needed a little bit of prodding, that they were still truly stunned. Going back to the pasuk itself, az yashir Moshe v'nei Yisrael tashir azos l'Hashem v'yom le'mor, ashira l'Hashem ki ga'o ga'a. You have this double language, which is very characteristic of Shira. Sus v'rochvo ramav ayam, that he caused the horses and the powerful horsemen, those who were driving the chariots, right? Sheshmeos rechav bachur v'chol rechav Mitzrayim, Ramav Ayam, God cast into the sea. It was a tremendous Giloy Shechina. And as we noted in last year, the Mitzrim knew it. You know, Anusa Mibnei Yisrael Ki Hashem Nilcham Mitzrayim. Kena'an knew it. Namogu Koyoshe Kena'an. Moav knew it. Elei Moav Yochozemo Ra'ad. Everybody knew it. The entire world knew it, which is why, as we discussed, what Amalek did was so egregious. And it's important to remember, right, that Sus was the most powerful, was the tank of its day, right? It was, you know, even when we talk about automobiles today, we still talk about horsepower and the sheer power, you know, of the animal. So Sus v'rachlo r'mav ayam, that was the source of Egyptian power. The Torah in Sefer Dvarim and Parsha Shoftim highlights this, right? V'lo yar b'lo susim, right, he shouldn't have too many susim, this is the Jewish king. Below Yashivas Ha'am Mitzrayim Alaman Harbo Sus, so that he doesn't bring the Jewish people back to Egypt to get more horses. Horses were the great symbol of Egyptian strength, of Egyptian might, of Egyptian power. And so the Gemara Masechta Chagiga that you have here in the fifth source, Daf Yud Gimel, says, Omer Ish Lakish, Mai Dichsev Ashir Lashem Kigoa, Shir Lami Shemizgoa Al Hageim, the one who's more powerful, and the one who has greater pride than all of those who are prideful because of their power. Damar Mar, Melech Shebechayus Ari, Melech Shebehemus Shor, Melech Shebeofos Nesher, Ve'adam Izgoa Aleihem, man thinks that he's more powerful than them, certainly the Egyptians. So the Shira begins by noting, and again, it's not an accident that theme will be reiterated throughout the Shira. Right, that the greatest technology, the greatest military technology of its day, the greatest power of its day was overwhelmed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ashir al Hashem ki ga'o ga'a, sus v'rochvo ramav ayam. That the sus and the rechav were just thrown into the sea as a manifestation of divine power. And that becomes the mechayev of Shira. The mechayev of Shira is seeing the Yad Hashem, you know, manifest in such an enormously powerful way. As we say, in terms of the divine power that was manifest at that moment, particularly over the sus v'rochvo. And this is exactly what David HaMelech continued to sing about so much later. You know, Eilev Arecha, Eilev Asusim, Anachna, Hashem Hashem Elokeinu Nazkir. This moment will always live on in Jewish history. At the end of the Shira, when Miriam leads out the Jewish women into their own song, and again with appropriate tznius, and the Rambam memorializes that in Hilchos Yom Tov, and we celebrate, we make sure on Hafradat HaMinim, so that it doesn't compromise in any way the proper celebration. That's exactly what went wrong, with the Egel Hazav, by Akum Letzachek, you know, V'Hamevin Yavin. So the point of the matter is that, you know, when Miriam led the Jewish women out, Vatan Lehem Miriam, Shiru LaHashem Ki Go Ga'a, Sus V'Rochvo Ramavayam, right? That she highlighted that point as well, to see God, you know, demonstrating power over the great technology of the world was something that was, you know, absolutely overwhelming. And again, if you put it into modern terms, it would be important to think about it in exactly this way, right? That, you know, people respect all kinds of, you know, military might. And to see God just, you know, lay waste to all of that would be an incredibly powerful thing. Imagine the Jewish slave in the land of Egypt seeing the Egyptian taskmaster go by, you know, in his chariot, and the fear that would instill in the average Jew. And then for the Jewish person to see sus v'rochvo ramavayam, that God, whose face was hidden for so long, who was so distant in the dark night of Egyptian bondage, for him to see God simply take v'chol rechav Mitzrayim and to cast them into the sea, v'yahom eis machana Mitzrayim, v'yasar eis ofan markivosav, the Pasuk says, that it was specifically an attack against the chariots. It just would have been absolutely overwhelming to see the Yad Hashem manifest in such a powerful, in such an overwhelming way, and that there's no way of properly articulating or fully articulating just how serious, a hashras hashchina that would all represent and that would all be. And so that was the first point that Moshe Rabbeinu made, leading the Jewish people in this song. Again, I prefer to be Malamein Tzchus over Rebbe here, but based on the Yerushalmi and Shkalim, and say the Jewish people, you know, it took them a little bit of time to react. Mikan Tzchias Hamesim Min HaTorah, was like they were being brought back to life themselves. I wish everybody a Chodesh Tov, and we'll continue on, God willing, with our study of Shiras Hayam, Kriyasa, Zohi Halila, not just a form of Hallel, but maybe the paradigmatic form of Hallel, you know, in light of the Gemara Pesachim, as we said, Tiknu Nevi'im Shebeneihem, that Moshe Rabbeinu made a Takana, and maybe that Takana was rooted in an Inyan De'oraisa, called the Tikkun Rabbanan, that it was all based on what we have in the Torah of Shiras Hayam itself.